Blog Talk Radio.
Today, and you may be thinking, yeah, I'm feeling a little wealthy. I'm feeling a little broke, Coach Adam. Can you help me? Where do I go with all of that? Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Oh, how I love Mondays.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and I am so excited about today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly. Today is our Money Matters series, and we have raised the question, are you wealthy or are you broke? You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. Last week, we were in our health and wellness series, and when I tell you it was so rich, if you missed it, we encourage you to visit our on-demand library, for our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with our in-studio guests for about 40 minutes in today's program around today's subject, wealthy or broke, at which time we're going to open up our lines and our programming for your audience participation. We encourage you, our global listening audience, get those questions flowing. And this is an opportunity for you to get a question answered, make a comment around today's subject with our in-studio all-star guests. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Before we jump into the richness that will be shared, I have to tell you, today's topic is going to be, I believe, one that will really be eye-opening for you at such a time such as this. But before we jump in, we're asking that you allow your social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Oh, my gosh, I think you get it. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share with you for the richness that will be shared on today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have those pens and notepads, laptops, desktops, smartphones, tablets, whatever you need to capture the richness of the notes that will be shared today, you better quickly grab it, because on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, we are in our Money Matters series, and we have joining us in the boardroom our all-star favorite guest, one of our faves, Mr. Tony Jackson. The real money coach is in the house. And, you know, I'm excited to bring Tony in as you begin to ponder, are you positioned to win for your retirement? That's a great question, right? Wealthy or broke? So without further ado, I'm going to bring in Tony, because regardless of where you are on your journey, this show right here, this one, is for you. So, Tony, why don't you come on in, sir? Join me and our global listening audience. Let's give a virtual round of applause to Mr. Tony Jackson. Woo, in the crowd.
Coach Adams, how are you? How are you? That infectious energy that you have is so awesome. I love being here on Motivational Mondays. It is wonderful. Thank you for having me. And hello, global listening audience to Coach Adams' show, Motivational Money. I'm so happy to be with you.
Oh, Tony, you know, first of all, I'm Fabu. Thank you for asking. And it is always wonderful to have you joining us. And this Money Matters series that we have done throughout this year of 2021, and it's hard to believe that this is our final calendared event for this year. It has been so rich and so insightful and revealing. And when I tell you, I'm excited about what richness you have for us this evening. But for those that are not regular listeners, Tony, you know how I like to do. You know how we like to flow. For those that are listening in, if you were to tell folks who Tony Jackson is, how would you describe Mr. Tony Jackson, this man known as the Real Money Coach? Who is he?
Wow, that's always such an interesting question. And, you know, the first thing that always comes to my mind when I think about that is two things, really. I am, you know, a child of God, a servant, an ordained preacher, minister, and I'm a husband. I'm a husband to my wife for 29 years, and then a father and a grandfather. So that's who I am. And what I do is, you know, just help people reach their potential financially in terms of, you know, in the lanes that I run in terms of retirement and insurance and those types of things. And it seems like we're adding to the list. So I'm, you know, authoring a book that will be released in February. And then now I'm, you know, I think because of the seeds that you've planted, I'm also a radio talk show host on iHeartRadio. So that's who I am, and love life and love what I do. And that's who I am, child of God. Yeah.
I so appreciate it, Tony. And, you know, I know our listeners will appreciate knowing a little bit more insight about who you are. You know, what I love about us coming together is, number one, you bring us such richness around money matters. And number two, you always stay sensitive to where we are and the climate of the season. You know, pre our show connection, you and I were talking about the inflation rates, and I know that they are at an all-time high. And of course, we know inflation is a driver when it comes to one's retirement. What insight can you share with us about the 2022 forecast around the inflation rates that they're saying are at a 13-year high? How does that affect our preparation for retirement? Tony, help us. What insight do you have?
Well, you know, first of all, we have to understand what inflation really is, and ultimately it's a loss in purchasing power. You know, how far a dollar goes today is much different than it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and much different than it will be in the future. So inflation, banding that inflation is a loss of buying power. I often use the example of buying a loaf of bread. What you pay for that loaf of bread today is much different than what our parents paid when we were younger, when we were children, and probably much different than our grandchildren will pay it when they become adults and start to buy their own bread. And so that's what inflation is. And as you alluded to, the Department of Labor put out a report on Wednesday that the inflation rate in October was 6.2%. 6.2%. Now, we understand over the last decade, it's averaged somewhere around 2%. And so you're talking about triple the inflation rate. And it's, you know, the sharpest increase since 1990. I heard you say ouch. That hurts, right? For sure. And, you know, there's a couple things that were a little bit lagging behind, like the inflation rate on food and gasoline was still high. I mean, it's still over 4%, almost, you know, 5%, 4.6% on those items, but overall 6.2%. And, you know, Coach Adams, I think of it in terms of, you know, our money and savings and those type of things. And so when we think about at 6.2%, our investments, our retirement, those things that we're going to depend to live off of, we have to be earning at least 6.2% return just to stay even with our purchasing power. Not to mention having anything extra or, you know, the fact that we're not working anymore and those type of things. So the dynamics of that is pretty tremendous when we think about it. And you think about that over long term. And Coach Adams, and when we think about banks today and what they're paying for, you know, savings accounts, money market accounts, because of the Federal Reserve, interest rates are so low. I mean, if you're getting 1% in the bank, but the cost of living inflation is 6.2, you're losing 5% buying power. And what does that look like for us, you know, once we've been in that mode for 15 or 20 years?
You know, I think that you bring up some very valid points and some true thoughts to process around. But, you know, when we think about the inflation rate, we're so living in the moment that we don't look at the impact of how it will affect us in the future. And, you know, I'm all about, one, working their vision so that they can achieve their goals and living their dreams. And this subject is so important because, one, I trust that those that are listening in, you will allow your mindset to be expanded beyond just being on a job, that you focus, if you're not already, on the vision that God has given you, because that positions us differently than when we're on a job just kind of in this box per se. It's so important to understand this effect, and I love how you stated, Tony, that in essence, inflation is a loss of buying power. That speaks volumes right there. How can we, understanding what you have just stated, regardless of where we are, if we're in a corporate setting, if we're an entrepreneur, wherever we may be, how can we better position ourselves so that we can, as we move forward to the future, be in a better position to win for our retirement?
Well, you know, Coach Adams, I think it all begins with awareness and planning. I think sometimes we're not aware of how much money we'll actually need in retirement. And statistically, most people should plan on having 80% of their working wages available for retirement. And because there's a few surprises that normally happen in retirement that we don't plan for. Medical costs is one of them, and taxes on Social Security. There's a lot of things that we may not necessarily be planning for. In addition to what we're talking about tonight, you know, the inflation rate and the cost of living going up. And one of the things that I've found is that many, many people, even though we say in our minds, like, oh, I don't know about Social Security, but yet it becomes a big part of our overall retirement. And really it's only designed to be about 40% of what we need. And when we think about that, and then let's say we have a pension or we have a 401k or something like that available for us, that's about another, you know, 40% or so of it as well. So where's the rest of the money going to come from? And that's where I think we have to be proactive in terms of doing some other things outside of depending on Social Security or the 401k program at work.
I love that, Tony. And you always give us, again, some rich thoughts to consider. What would be some key elements that we can do, some key things that we can do now to begin to shift and allow ourselves to be in a better position? What would you recommend?
Well, Coach Adams, I believe this. When I sit down with someone and we start talking retirement, I tell them there's really a couple things we want to focus on that some people don't really think about as retirement planning. And one of the first things is the elimination of debt.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can go into retirement debt-free, and I'm not talking just credit cards, I'm saying debt-free, home debt-free. If we can go into retirement debt-free, no student loans, those all paid off, house paid off, it creates more freedom, and it creates cash flow. Because ultimately, that's what we're talking about is the flow of cash. And if you're bringing in certain dollar amount, but you don't have to worry about having a house payment. You don't have to worry about large credit card debts. It just frees up more disposable income that we can use for the necessary necessities of life. And a lot of people don't think about debt freedom and debt elimination as part of the retirement plan, but I always think it's a big part of what we need to do. So that's one. Obviously, doing some things outside of our work is also important, whether that be, you know, additional savings or Roth IRA or cash value life insurance or just some other things that we can be doing to supplement the retirement funds. And a third one that I'll just mention here real quick is also be thinking about how, if there's something that you would like to do from an entrepreneur standpoint. And we know that that is a fast-growing element of the economy is retirees that have their own business. And maybe there's something, there's a passion that you've had, there's something that you've done, and you said, wow, if I didn't have to work, I would do this. I would pursue this. This is my dream. Well, maybe retirement is a time to do that. And we know that 60s and 70s can be very, very productive times for us. Keeps you active, keeps your mind going. You get a chance to do something you love and make a profit doing it. I think those are three elements that can really help us in our retirement, you know, other than, you know, getting a part-time job at Walmart or somewhere else like that is, you know, look at the entrepreneur. You mean if you like to knit and crochet, then, you know, do it and put it on the market and get paid for what you enjoy doing.
You know, I love that you brought out the point of getting paid for what you enjoy doing, because that, of course, is my heart right there. That is my sweet spot. That is my focus. As we discussed earlier, working one's vision so you can achieve your goals and live your dreams. And, you know, this battle is something that it's so interesting, because when you speak about being debt-free, for many, they feel that that is a difficult position to be in right now because of where we've been the past 2 years with, you know, the loss of gainful income for many, many being on unemployment, just all of that, being furloughed, released, the fluctuations of income and all of that. What insight on that in that regard do you have for individuals to kind of process around that? Would be feeling like, oh, my gosh, he doesn't know my situation. He has no idea what I'm dealing with. I've had to utilize my credit cards to kind of keep my head above water because of where things have been. Do you have any insight around that based on where we've been the past 2 years?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we know that hard times come. And that, you know, over the last, I mean, you're talking 2020, 50 million people furloughed or unemployed or laid off or lost their jobs in 2020. And obviously we're still feeling the effects of that. And, of course, we have this great migration from employment. There's a lot of people that have been working from home and said, I'm not going back to the workplace. I can survive. And then there's a lot of people in our economy, a lot of people, our country that are suffering economically. And the one thing I would say to, if you're on that back end of that and it's been a rough couple years, is just, you know, stay positive, understand that this is not going to last forever. And just be ready to have a plan for when you do come out, and I'd say when, because I believe in saying things in the affirmative, and we have to have those positive affirmations that we tell ourselves and believe, and then we have to go out and do it. And so I believe that you have to be thinking of that mindset of when I come out of this, this is what I'm going to do. And it's remarkable where the right $100 placed in the right place can put us on a trajectory to be debt free. And, you know, it may not be, you know, 2 or 3 years, maybe it's 8 to 10 years. But as long as that's my goal and I'm working towards that, you'll get there. And that's what I just would say to anyone listening who's been through some of that, is to hang in there. Don't give up. Don't lose hope that you will come out of this. You will come out of this. And be ready for the overflow. Be ready for the blessing when it comes. So let's have a plan. If we've in that situation where we've had to use our credit cards, we've had to run up some debt to survive, maybe even tap in to our retirement. And I talked to a lot of people that says, "Well, I had to use my 401k, I had to use my 403b just to survive." And I understand that, but you can rebuild, and that's what I want to encourage everyone to do. It's just to have a plan to rebuild, reboot, and rebuild.
I love that, Tony. Reboot and rebuild. One, as you stated earlier, it's so important to have the awareness of where you are. I often say, you know, locate yourself, know where you are, be clear on what that looks like. And once you are able to locate yourself, now you can create a plan and a blueprint to navigate to the next level of where you desire to go. And I love that you gave hope. You and I, we share the same core. And I love that you said, hey, in essence, this too shall pass. You're going to get on the other side of this. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, but don't allow yourself to get in this tunnel and have rocks to fall down and close you in and all of that. See the light end of the tunnel and know that there is a brighter future, but you have to continue to progress forward and don't feel hopeless in the midst of. And so any additional insight that you would like to share around planning? Now, is this something that you assist your clients with doing in this season? Do you support them in coming up with a plan that can support them in seeing the light at the end of the tunnel?
Absolutely, absolutely. And Coach Adams, what I found is when we sit down and we come up with a plan, people realize that that it's not as bad as it looks. It's not as bad as it seems. You know, sometimes when we're in the midst of the storm, when we're in the eye of the storm, we don't realize that as we move out from the eye of the storm, the winds get a little softer. And so when we're in the midst of it, though, it seems like everything is twirling around us and everything is there. And so when we're in the eye of that storm, it's much different. And what I do is I help people to see that beyond the eye of the storm. So if we sit down and using debt again as example, and we say, hey, listen, $100 here, and then rolling that up to the next debt, and rolling that up to the next debt, if we take and we are consistent and diligent about that program, you'll be out of debt in this much time. If we're consistent in now becoming out of debt, now frees up a lot more money to be put into different retirement vehicles and those type of things. And that's the other thing. It's just the consistency. But before we get there, we have to have a sense of awareness. And when we sit down with someone for a free consultation, there's really a couple things that we like to do for each client free, and that's to look at the debt and then look at where you are in retirement, where you want to be. And I think that is the most important thing, is having that diagnosis. It's the X-ray. And until we look at the X-ray, we can't really talk about the cure. And so awareness is probably the most important thing. And I think that's what happens sometimes when we're in the midst of it, is like, I really don't want to deal with this. I really don't want to look at it. I don't want to look at the numbers because of what? Fear. And if we can take away the fear and look at it quantitatively, I think people will find hope in that much more often than they become discouraged.
You know, Tony, I am in complete agreement with you. I really am. And, of course, I'm all about don't be that ostrich hiding your head in the sand, not looking at and dealing with the situation. You know, and, of course, I'm sure you use this illustration as well. How do you bite an elephant? One bite at a time. And I love that the key is the awareness, as you stated. And you mentioned that you take the time to sit with and speak with your clients to support them in building a plan. How would one connect with you if they would like to schedule an offline meeting to start that conversation and have that dialogue with you?
So thank you for asking. Simply, you would go to therealmoneycoach.com, therealmoneycoach.com. And right there on that page, you will see a button where you can click schedule a conversation, schedule a conversation with Tony. If you click there, you can pick a time, get right on my calendar. And for many people, I do appointments in the evening to accommodate my clients on the West Coast. Just go there to therealmoneycoach.com. Schedule a conversation, and it all begins with a conversation. And once we have that conversation, we can talk about a path forward, what that looks like for you. And you know, there's no fee for that. There's no fee for that. If we work together, that'll all come in due time or through commission or whatever. So I don't want people to not do it because they think that there's going to be a fee. So that first initial consultation, there's no fee or anything. I say it's like downloading an app from the App Store where it says the app is free. There may be some in-app purchases, but the application is free. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with this. The consultation is free, but if you need to save more for retirement, that's something that, you know, you'll have to do. But let's find a way, let's find it in your budget where you can do those things so that you're shifting money rather than necessarily spending extra money, but just shifting it from assets that are not working on your behalf to assets that work for you.
I love that. And, you know, and I'm not sure, Tony, if this is something that you can speak to, but one of the things that I've been finding in my conversations with my coaching clients, just in various conversations in general, that because of where we've been, you know, 2020, 2021, a lot of the credit card agencies, personal loans, so on and so forth, they're really doing some, you know, creative things with bringing interest rates down if one qualifies and all of these different things that can save one a little bit of money. Do you have any knowledge on that? Are you any insight around that as well with some of the things that people can do?
Absolutely. And I tell you what, I have to give kudos to my mother-in-law. Because she's one that's been doing that for years. And we certainly recommend, with interest rates falling as they have been, and we know that there's going to be some reaction from the Federal Reserve System with these inflation numbers to want to drive that inflation back down, is as these interest rates now are falling, there is absolutely nothing wrong. And I encourage you to contact your credit card companies, contact your creditors, and say, can you give me a lower interest rate? Because at the time you've taken out that loan, at the time you got that credit card, interest rates may have been higher than they are today. And typically, I've seen this from credit card companies, is they will contact you and say, guess what? You're eligible for a higher limit. But I haven't seen them contact you and say, you're eligible for a lower interest rate. But if we if we call and say, you know, and maybe it's not that person who answers the phone, but maybe I need to talk to the customer loyalty department and say, listen, I've had your credit card. I've carried your card for 5 years. Can you lower my interest rate on this card? And those are some of the things that we can do to help bring down those interest rates. And if we continue with our payment plan with the lower interest rate, that just helps us to get out of debt sooner. And so I certainly encourage people to do that, not only with credit cards, but other services. Oftentimes, taking cable, for example, and I used to do a lot of workshops in senior housing and those type of things. And I said, we need to call the cable company and see if they have a discount for seniors. And oftentimes they do, but if you don't know to ask for those things, you won't get them. And so I'd certainly encourage people to do an audit of all the money that they're spending, and you have not because you ask not. Ask.
So true.
So do you have a discount for seniors or if you're a veteran or whatever the case may be, or can we get a lower interest rate? Can we get better terms on this loan? By all means, reach out to those providers and ask for those things.
And, you know, what I love that you brought up is we have not because we ask not. And even if they say no, guess what? That's okay. You're in the same position that you were in, but what if they say yes? We can lower your interest rate. Now you're able to save a little bit at a crucial time. And even if you tuck that little bit away in this season, you're now putting yourself in a better position. Wouldn't you agree, Tony?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so while the rest of the world is having inflation, you're having deflation. So you're increasing your buying power while the inflation, everyone else's, is going up. So that's what we want. And if I can get lower interest rates, if I can get senior discounts, if I can get these various things, maybe there's COVID relief money that's there. And that's the amazing thing. There's over, I think, in the budget plan or the infrastructure bill, part of the way they're paying for that is that there was $210 billion unspent COVID relief funds. And so maybe there are companies that have some COVID relief that's available to their customers, and these things haven't been utilized. And so, again, as you echoed, you know, we have not because we ask not. So let's make sure that we open our mouths, ask for the things that are available and due to us.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You always give us some richness to process around, some thoughts to consider. And what I love is that you're giving us some action steps that it doesn't hurt to ask. We have to be aware of our position, locate ourselves. We have to create a plan, and we may be able to benefit from some of the things that are there that we don't know. Like you said, the credit card companies are not going to send you a notification and say, woohoo, Miss Adams, you qualify for a lower rate. But they will say, hey, you can get an increase on, because they want you to continue to spend. They're not looking for you to. So I love the information that you've shared. It is always so rich. Any other thoughts that you have around our topic? Because one of the things that I realize, and I'm growing to realize even more, that the wealthy grow wealthier because they do some of these things that we're talking about. They know to do these things. Yeah, so any other insight that you have that individuals can increase that wealthy mindset versus that broke mind.
Absolutely. You know, the one thing that, came to my mind that I do want to mention, too, is I was just thinking about credit. And, you know, just remember to get your credit report. You can go to freeannualcreditreport.com. Because, again, the higher your credit score, the better terms you'll get. Mm-hmm. And that also could be a way to increase our buying power by lowering these interest rates. And by, I mean, and you know, that can affect everything from your car insurance across the board now. And so I did want to just mention that to folks to make sure that you're doing that. And, you know, looking, 80% of every credit report has errors on them. The error rate is 80% of all credit reports have an error. So you need to get it, take a look at it, and you know, there's so many different ways to dispute those errors. Online, we certainly believe that doing it in writing is better, but there are processes through the three major credit bureaus, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, that you can do it electronically. But, you know, pay attention to it. Be again, proactive. And so I did want to just, you know, real quickly mention that. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to mention, because I think so often we hear the negative spin on things, like not mm-hmm. enough people are saving for retirement and that type of thing. But according to mm-hmm. the Employee Benefit Research Institute, it said that 36% of retirees felt that they had saved enough. And 18% said they'd actually saved more than they thought they would need in retirement. And so when we look at that, that's 54% of all retirees, according to their survey, was either at where they needed to be or above. Now, I look at that very positive as the glass being half full, because if we were to read the headlines, if we were to look at those things, and that's why the title, you know, Wealthier Bulk, How You Retire, it resonates with people because of the fear factor. But just think about it. Half of all people have actually saved enough or more than what they will need in retirement. And so our goal is just to help everyone get into that half. To get into that 50%, to raise that 50%, and not necessarily looking at the negative narrative, but let's look at it positive. I can be part of that 54% that has saved enough, that has adequately planned for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we want to help people and, again, encourage people to do and, you know, just start. Just get started, whether that's $50, $100, or whatever it is, especially, you know, talking to young folks, is making sure you start early, be consistent, and then also let's look at things like Roth, look at cash value life insurance, look at things that are going to also give you tax-free retirement, so that you're not spending 20, 25, maybe even 30% of that retirement income in taxes.
You know, one of the things that I love, Tony, because so often people will think that, oh, it's too late for me. I haven't, you know, saved. I've been in financial challenges, you know, throughout the years, whatever the case may be. And what I love is that you said, get started. You know, as you were speaking, I heard a teaching that was vibrating in my mind from my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boston Movement and Vertical Leap. And it deals with our needs, obligations, and our wants. And this has been a teaching on the integrity box that has truly mm-hmm. been a breakthrough for me, that the goal is that we keep our needs, obligations, and wants low. And when we do that, we are now able to be in a better position because we're not held to
those credit cards, held to, you know, all of this stuff. And it allows us the freedom to, one, work our vision and take steps out and be those entrepreneurs, like what we were talking about at the top of this time, that it's not all about a job, but it's about fulfilling our assignment. And when we do that, I remember you saying early on, I think you said a baker or something. I apologize. I forgot the illustration that you gave. But I'm all for that and allowing us to achieve our goals because we have the freedom to pursue beyond just being on a job. But if we are so in bondage to our needs, obligations, and wants, that takes away that freedom. And so I really want to encourage those of you that are listening in, I want to encourage you to take advantage of the offering that Tony Jackson, the Real Money Coach, is giving to consult with him. It costs you nothing. But think about the insight you can get to position yourself, because my heart is really, I want to assist 100 individuals this year in making a difference in your vision and getting you on that pathway of freedom. And freedom is not going to come from a job that's going to keep you into a small little variance. It's not. But when we can pursue our vision, when we can work our vision and begin to increase our mindset beyond where we are, see, people that are just working from day to day, making minimum wage or whatever, they hear the inflation rate and they are feeling overwhelmed right now. And I'm not saying it doesn't affect, I'm not saying it doesn't affect an entrepreneur. It does, but their mindset around it is different. But if you're in the little bitty bucks, it really weighs heavy on you. And so, Tony, give your contact information again, because I am truly hopeful that those that are listening in that have not taken advantage of this offering, that they're going to do that today. Seek the experts. Seek expert counsel. You don't have all of the answers. I don't have all of the answers, but there are experts in specific areas. And this is Tony Jackson's sweet spot. That's who he is. He's been doing it. Remind me, has it been 25 years? What was it? How long was it? Tony, tell me. Remind me.
24 years. It's been 24 years.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what you're saying is I just hear, Coach, I hear the word purpose, and it's interesting. Even on our iHeart radio show, interviewed Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, the author of Think and Grow Rich or Black Choice, and I remember him saying, if you can find your purpose and make your purpose your work, you'll never work another day in your life. Because you'll be operating in your purpose.
Yes.
And I have found...
You know you're speaking my language now.
Oh, I know, Coach Adams. And I have found this. I have found that people who are operating in their... They don't even talk retirement. They don't talk about retirement as much as people who are working in a job or in a situation that doesn't fulfill their purpose. They can't wait to retire. They can't wait to get out of that workplace because they're not operating in their purpose. And so my prayer for the listener tonight is that you will find your purpose for your life and that you will turn your purpose into a profit.
Yeah.
And it may not mean, I'm not telling you to go in and quit your job tomorrow, but I'm saying start to develop a plan so that even I have people that tell me when I retire, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to start getting it set up now so that when I retire in 5 years or 10 years, it'll be running and I can do it. I can do it part time. I'll have the freedom to pursue my passion. And if you can do that and monetize that passion, you will live a happy retirement, a fruitful retirement, and I like to say a stress-free retirement. And that's my goal, and that's my prayer for the listeners tonight.
You know, that's we are unified in that prayer, Tony. And, you know, it's interesting because I have two illustrations, opposite ends of the spectrum. I have my mom who, because she was working in a corporate setting, she could not wait to retire because she was in a corporate setting working for someone else. And my mentors, my spiritual mentors on the other side, who are so focused on purpose, that retirement, what does that look like? You know what I mean? And so you really spoke so clearly that when we are living life on purpose, it's not about retirement. Do we need to prepare for, you know, the future and all of that? Of course, we're both saying that. But when you are driven by purpose, it brings a different mindset than if you are just, you know, going in for the 9 to 5 every day and that little grind of the little hamster on the wheel. It's greater than that. It's broader than that. It's all about fulfilling the assignment that we have been created to fulfill and finding that sweet spot in life. And I love that you tapped into that. Tony, any additional insight that you would like to share with us? I mean, we have had such a rich conversation today. It is amazing how quickly time flies by. You know, starting this conversation around are you positioned to win in your retirement, allowing this question to expand one's mindset to say, am I? And really taking us on a journey of understanding inflation. I so appreciate that. And I love, again, that you simply put it very hit the nail on the head with that. Inflation is a loss of buying power, a loss of buying power, that our journey starts with us being aware. We have to be aware and planning, outlining that blueprint of where we're going. And we've given a lot of different thoughts for people to consider. Again, I want to make sure you give your contact information and any closing remarks or thoughts that you may have around what we've discussed that you want to reemphasize, or maybe for our listening audience tuning in today here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams.
Yeah, so the contact information, again, is therealmoneycoach.com. You can go there. You can actually schedule appointment with me. That's my preferred method. You can also email Tony at The Real Money Coach. And Coach Adams, I even have a IG account now. I never had one of those. I never even had it, but I'm on Instagram.
I know. I noticed that
Tony
today.
_TRMCA. I think I got a handful of followers or what have you. But so by all means, you know, tap into that. And again, you know, we're just excited about being able, because this is my purpose, this is my ministry, and helping people, and I love what I do, and it does not feel like work to me. Honestly, it really doesn't, and so I just love to sit down with any of the listeners tonight and just have that conversation with you, and I will be completely and honest with you. And, you know, sometimes, you know, that can be difficult to hear. But also my commitment to everyone is if I see something there and it's not in my realm of expertise, I am going to tell you that, and I'm going to help you find someone that can help you in that area. Because just as you mentioned, we can't be experts in everything. And so it takes a village. It takes several. And the last thought I want to say is the thinking of multiple streams of income, not just during your working years, but also during your retirement years. I think that's so important. to have those multiple streams of income. And having one of those incomes being something that will keep pace with inflation. And that's what I like about the entrepreneurship piece, is because that can keep pace with inflation. Certain investments can keep pace with inflation. And then, so we have different classes of assets in our retirement, different streams of income. Some of them are very, very stable. Some of them are a little bit more risk, and then others maybe even a little bit or maybe more conservative. But do something that's going to keep pace with the cost of living as it goes up.
Great thoughts to close us out, Tony. So appreciate that. And to the global listening audience of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, I want you to know that I am so committed to impacting, it's my promotion Impact 100, my campaign Impact 100, where I am committed to assisting 100 individuals on their personal and professional growth journey. And I want you to know that this is happening through the powerful gift of empowerment that I have available and the resources, the different, like Tony is a leg of that, and how we've done the Money Matters throughout this year to support you in getting into a better position with your money. And so for new and recurring clients, I want you to know that you qualify through this month. Oh, it's so hard to believe that we are winding down this new year, this year and going into the new year. We're literally right around 40-ish days, 45, somewhere in there, days left of this year, 2021. And so as we wind down this year, I want to see you get into position to win. So for my new and recurring clients, I am offering you 15% off of one-on-one coaching if you join in partnership by the close of this month, November, by the 30th, and we get you started as you go into this final month of the year and into the launch of next year. So I'm excited about that. You can give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. As we close out today, I really want to encourage you, don't lose focus on your dreams. Don't lose focus on your goals. Be intentional about living life on purpose. And I want you to know that in order for us to do that, we have to be willing to do things differently. Maybe the thing that you do different today is you contact the Real Money Coach to get some money expert support in positioning yourself with your money. Maybe it's that you need to join into a one-on-one coaching partnership or take advantage of the various empowerment tools through my full circle of empowerment that Coach Adams has available for you. Know that you're not alone on the island where you are, and now is the perfect time for whatever that winning partnership is that you need that supports you in overcoming whatever the hurdles are that you're dealing with before you, so that you can achieve your dream, so that you can work your vision. I want to know that we are here, and I'm saying we because Tony, in his area of expertise, Coach Adams, in my area of expertise, with my full circle of empowerment, we want to support you. We didn't have an opportunity today to open the lines. We got so caught up, Tony and I, in the conversation. But we would love to continue this dialogue with you through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. If you have a question, maybe you have a show thought idea, topic, a guest that you would like to see featured, that is the place in which you would do that. And I want you to know I so appreciate, we appreciate you investing this hour of empowerment and tuning into Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams. We're here every Monday for you, and we thank you that we have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey. Things out right where we are, and I thank you for tuning in. This is Coach Adams signing off for now, and I want to leave you with this. I coach and you win.